Hello and welcome to Small Town Sleuth podcast with your host Nikki. I want to do a mini-sode on Roman Anthony Lopez, the 11-year-old boy from Placerville that went missing. He was last seen at his home on Coloma Street that morning and was being sought as a missing person. However, in an update to the post, the department said Roman had been located but did not indicate whether he was safe. After a brief press conference Sunday afternoon, police said Roman was found dead after a search of the neighborhood. Officials did not specify where or when the body was found, and the department said it would not be taking questions. But crime scene tape had surrounded the home next to the church on Sunday, as reported by the local newspaper, with Placerville Police and El Dorado County Sheriff's Office vehicles parked near the church. Now, this is a strange case. There's just different things that don't really make much sense. So we're going to try to clear at least some of the information up in this episode. There was supposedly a crumpled poster found on the ground in the Placerville neighborhood, and it was chopped with the word missing and with Roman's name at the bottom, and it had a photo of Roman in between, and it had asked for anyone with information to call Jordan Piper. The phone number rolled directly to a voicemail when called. We aren't sure who this Jordan Piper is. There has been a Jordan floating around in many social media groups that are dedicated to Roman's disappearance and now investigation. But he has a different last name. His first name's Jordan. His last name was not the same as what was on this paper. Online records search for the phone number turned up a person named Jordan Thomas Piper, and the number included a Michigan area code. A man matching that name, with his residence listed as Grand Blanc, Michigan, could be found on Facebook. His job title on social media as of January 2019 was listed as Journeyman Lineman with IBEW Local 876, which I guess is a union for electrical workers. Now, there were four vehicles, three of them with Michigan license plates and one from Indiana, that were sitting outside of the home next to the church on Monday, in addition to two large pickup trucks, one of which was emblazoned with the logo of an Ohio-based electric company, and there was also a compact car and a black minivan with a child seat in the back. The minivan had a large pickup truck with Michigan license plates. Each included the IBEW Local 876 seal on their rear windshields. All efforts by the local newspaper to reach Piper were unsuccessful, and no one answered the door at the home on Coloma Street today. However, in the news release, the Placerville Police Department said the El Dorado County Sheriff's and District Attorney offices are assisting in the investigation, and that further updates will be posted to social media when available. They're asking if anybody has any information about Roman's death, you are asked to call 530-642-5210. Any further updates regarding this investigation will be added to the podcast, but that is where we are as of right now. If you have any, information at all, again, please call that number and report it. You can report it anonymously, or if you're comfortable giving your name, you can also do that. But that's the end of this episode. I will be making another episode either tonight or tomorrow involving the Todd missing family. So please look for that podcast as well.